Good evening. Good to see everybody out this evening. It's good to be with you, and it's always good to be able to bring the message. This evening, if you would, go ahead and turn to Galatians chapter 5. And we're going to do some studies the next few times I'm up here out of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And this evening I chose to go ahead and talk about joy. Joy, like I said, we know that from this first part of the week, we've had lots of joy in our life. So, and everybody here knows why. And like I said, we've experienced that joy throughout this whole week. But we should find joy in many things. We should find joy in many things. We tend to look at the negative than the positive. And to have joy means to be glad. It is also, it's another emotion that we have over an event in our life. It's a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. You know, as Christians, we have a lot to be joyous about. And we're going to talk about a few things tonight that brings us joy. Number one, brings us joy by being found in the Lord. By being found in the Lord. In Psalm 32 and verse 11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. If we are in Christ, if we've been baptized, it is an awesome feeling. Do we really grasp and understand that? It is an awesome feeling to be in Christ. We should be glad that we are in Christ, and we must remain faithful to the end. You know, and that's where our joy comes. You know, if we are away from God, there is no joy. There is no joy. It can only be found in Christ. Can we find temporary joy and temporary happiness? Well, yes, we can. But it can lead us to destruction because it's Satan tempting us. He's trying to pull us away. Satan will try to steal our joy. We must remember that it is ours and not his. There is no joy found in Satan. None whatsoever. It's kind of like that baseball story. You know, there's no joy in Mudville because the mighty Casey struck out. Well, there's no joy found in Satan either. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If we are in Christ, we all have eternal life in heaven. And I don't know about you, but that brings me great comfort. There are those who don't even know who Jesus Christ is and what he did for us. It's sad, but true. We as Christians have a lot of work to do to try to bring more souls to the kingdom. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We must be baptized to be in Christ. Also, Romans chapter 8 and verse 39, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The only thing that separates us from God is sin. But he still loves us. He still loves us, but hates the sin. And that's the same attitude that we must have. We need the same attitude as we strive to make a difference in the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Now, verse 11, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. These Corinthians had been practicing these things, but they had to be told. They had to be told these things that were mentioned here. But these things that were mentioned here, those are the things, if we practice those things, those will keep us out of the kingdom. We don't want to be like Moses. We don't want to be like Moses on the outside looking in. Moses, he missed out of going to the promised land for his disobedience. You know, we must obey God rather than men. You know, and that's what Peter and the apostles in Acts chapter 5, verse 29 said. You know, we must obey God rather than men. Second thing this evening, point number two, we can find joy with God. Excuse me. We can find joy with God in our lives. When we know that God is with us during the storms of our life, when we know he's with us, things go a lot smoother. We must remember when we think that we are alone, God is not far. He's not far from us. You know, when I think of God, God is our refuge. God is our refuge. In Psalm 73 and verse 28, Psalm 73 and verse 28. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Have you made God your refuge? He's my safe place. I can go to him in prayer anytime. Ask him for wisdom. Ask him for guidance. And many times we need those things on a daily basis. It's easy to go through life thinking that we don't need God. We don't need God. I can do this all myself. But we do need God. God is always there. And we are the ones who move away because God is always near. So many times we go to God only when it's convenient for us. But we have a lot of things to be thankful for. And we tend to take those things for granted. But we tend to go to him when we are in trouble and when things aren't going our way. Why not go to God when things are going good? Should we not be thankful for those things that things are going good? We take so many things for granted. God is my strength. God is my strength. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 2. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 2. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. That is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. You know, we are mighty when we have God on our side. We can get through anything, and he helps us fight our battles. Worldly thoughts do creep in, though. They creep in our minds at times, and those are the times we need to resist temptation. In James chapter 1 and verse 26, James 1 verse 26, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. We want our religion to be worth something. We want our religion to mean something. We don't want to be found worthless. Many times we just fly off at the handle and say what we want to say because it makes us feel better. But what about the people that we may hurt with our words? You know, we can't find joy. We cannot find joy in hurting those around us. We must choose our words carefully. You know, a healthy question, will this build someone up and encourage them, or will it tear them down and make them feel worthless? God wants us to be, wants us to love one another just as he loved us. We can't show love when we allow Satan to enter our hearts. Our attitudes must be kept in check. We need a godly attitude in all that we do. Godly joy comes in many different forms. James chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. In James chapter 1, verses 12 through 15, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. Verse 14, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. And this is talking about that spiritual death. You know, even as Christians, we can fall from grace. We must stay faithful to the end, no matter what we are going through. We are blessed if we remain steadfast through our trials. You know, a good thing for us to remember, the storms that life gives us will bring us closer to God because we rely on him more. Third thing this evening, we can find joy spiritually. We can find joy spiritually. We are strengthened spiritually by the more we read our Bibles and study daily. We can understand God's will for us better when we do this, when we read our Bibles and study. Many times we make excuses of why we don't do those things. Just a few excuses that we may use. I don't have the time. I'm too tired. I will do it later. And those are all things that we probably have said to our parents before. We put things off and we don't ever do it. But God does not need to hear excuses. He doesn't need to hear excuses. He wants his people to learn more about him. Bible reading, it is a challenge, but it's like prayer. We must make time for it. We must make time for it. We can find joy in it because we can better understand that God's way is better than our way. God should be at the very center of our lives. If he's not, then you need to change things up a bit. If he's not at the center of your life, then you need to change things up a bit. In Psalm 63 and verse 7, Psalm 63 and verse 7, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy. You know, I don't know if many of you remember this song. I remember this one growing up. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. And the last part of that song says, down in my heart to stay. You know, as long as we realize that we have joy, it makes everything worthwhile. Things start fitting in place. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 2. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it, and even now you are not ready. We must, as we study, we can't stay in the state that we're in. We must learn more each and every time we open up our Bibles. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. We must not be afraid to learn too much. We have to prepare the next generation how the church runs, and that there will be a church 10 years, 20 years, 100 years down the line. We are preparing for our future. We must teach them, our kids, teach them to take a stand on things that God is against, things that creep into the church today. And just a few things to mention. Instrumental music, is baptism necessary, traditional or contemporary worship, praise teams, all these things we deal with they're going to have to deal with as well. And we have to prepare them for that. We have to prepare them for that. Satan will try to pull us away from what we should be doing. He doesn't want us to learn about God's word. He wants us to learn his ways. The only problem with that, it will lead us. His ways won't get us to heaven. Satan's way will not get us to heaven. Point number four. We can find joy in going to heaven. We can find joy in going to heaven. God keeps his promises. If we are found faithful, we will receive the crown of life. Revelation 2 and verse 10, the latter part of that verse, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. If we can't find joy in that, there's a problem. The hard part is remaining faithful. We must press on toward the goal, which is getting to heaven. Our goal is getting to heaven. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 14. Philippians 3 and verse 14. This is Paul while he was in prison. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. As I said, he was in prison, but he found joy. He knew that it didn't stop him from preaching and teaching because there were people in prison. It didn't stop him from teaching people. But we, and he did, it didn't stop him. He had opportunity, and he still teached and preached God's word. But we have people all around us who need to hear God's word and know that he sent his one and only son to die on the cross for our sins. None of us are really worthy of heaven, but understand that none of us are perfect because we all fall short of the glory of God. When we come together, we are all sinners, but we have a Savior who loves us, and we also we have a forgiving God. As long as we repent and change our ways to the better, he will forgive us. And also we need to have the same forgiveness toward others. You know, it's not all of our accomplishments that will get us to heaven. Everything that we accomplish, it won't get us to heaven. We need to feel, you know, we need to feel shame when we sin. We need to feel shame when we sin, just like the tax collector. When we need God's forgiveness and we need his mercy. In Psalm 119 and verse 77, Psalm 119 and verse 77, let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Also, Psalm 145 and verse 9. Psalm 145 and verse 9. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. We can be thankful that God shows us mercy even when we don't deserve it. Joy can be found in just about anything. Do we look at the negative things, you know, or do we complain? But we need to look for the joy. We need to look for the joy. Joy comes when we least expect it, and we as Christians have a lot to be joyous about. Like I said, I am joyous that we are able to meet together on the first day of the week and break bread with my brothers and sisters. But I challenge us this week, I challenge you to find joy. Find your joy and look for it because it's there, and we should embrace it. I want us to look at Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 18. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of salvation. You can have that salvation today. The invitation is always there. He wants you to come. He wants you to be baptized and wash away your sins and become a child of God today. If you haven't become a child of God, today the invitation is yours. Also, if you are a Christian, you've struggled in your daily walk, go ahead and make your need known as we stand and sing the invitation song.